It's a playing in person. Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, here it is, the 22nd day of February. Time is marching on. Before you know it, camping season will be in high gear. And I know you're already getting reservations of people wanting those RV hookups, cabin rentals, and primitive sites there at Mayo Park, 1013 Newell Store Road. So it'd be a good time if folks take a little bit of time to look over the calendar and pick out some dates if they would like to camp at Mayo Park, and contact you all at 336-597-7806 or stop in person to reserve those dates, because a lot of weekends y'all are packed to the max and y'all book up fast. So don't wait till the last minute, more or less, is I guess the message we're trying to pass out to the listeners to make those reservations. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree, and I cannot stress it enough. Please look at your calendars and start making reservations for the upcoming year. Most of our holidays are pretty much already booked. What I mean by that is like Memorial Day. I know that's pretty much booked in the 4th of July. Labor Day may have a few open spots, but needless to say, those in all between, please give us a call. It's not like it used to be, Rob, you know, where you could just show up on Thursday or Friday, you know, and get a camping spot. Those days are long gone and behind us. It definitely behooves you to look at your calendar and make reservations. I cannot stress that enough, because it just, you could almost hear the air come out of people, Rob. You know, a lot of the regulars, when they call and, you know, try to make reservations, or anybody, you know, we say we're full or we don't have the site that they usually get. And so just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information or to register for the upcoming camping season.
Again, you can call 336-597-7806. Or you can stop in person at Mayo Park, 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the physical address of the Education and Environment Building, and that's where the office is located at. And if you want to find out a little bit more about Mayo Park, log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. PersonCountyNC.gov for more information. But, you know, Mayo Park has a lot to offer. They have a nature trail, horseshoe pits, disc golf, canoes and kayaks for rent. As we mentioned, RV hookups with water and electric, a dumping station. They have cabins available for rent. Now, LeBron, the cabins will sleep up to, what, 9 people?
Yes, right. We have 5 different cabins. We have 5 cabins. I'm sorry. We have 5 cabins. The first 3 asleep 6. It has a full size bed in one room, and in the other room it has 2 sets of bunks. We do have that, and also in the other 2 cabins sleep 9 people. It's like a military barrack. Just basically one open room with all bunk beds. You must bring your sheets and linens or whatever the case may be. The only thing that's in the cabins is beds and air conditioning. I always say, you know, some people I heard they call it glamping, but you're cheating camping. You know, you got your heat, you got your air condition, and a roof over your head versus just out there in that tent. But just if you wonder what one looks like, come by anytime. We'll be more than happy to show you the inside of one, or what one looks like, or what to expect. You have to go maybe a football field, Rob, if that far, to go to the bathhouse. We have your own individual shower. It's not like a locker room, one open shower. You know, you got your own individual showers in there, and every bathroom is separated. And we do pride ourselves, actually, Rob, in keeping them good and clean for you. So just give us a call. Come see us. Come see the cabins. If you want to know, I can promise you, you can't go to the beach for the price of our cabins. You know, you can come out there and just say in the peak season, peak season like the summertime, you get a small cabin for $110 for the whole weekend, Rob. And that's hard to beat. You can't even go to the beach for that because, you know, gas is higher and then the price of hotels and whatnot.
That's right.
You know, we get a lot of people out, Rob. That's 5. I get a lot of people come out 5 miles. From their home, 5 to 10 miles from their home. They just want to get away, you know, for the weekend. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at 597, or just stop by and see us, 597-7806.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, you need to head on down to Mayo Park. They also have picnic shelters available. Now, the picnic shelters are free to use if they're not spoken for. Now, if you have a particular date and time that you want to use and reserve a picnic shelter, it's $25 to reserve it, correct, LeBron?
So that is correct, Rob. And our shelters are first come, first serve. You only want to pay if you want to guarantee that's going to be your spot. I've seen so many people, Rob, come out there and play, you know, musical chairs. They play musical shelters. So they'll come out first thing that morning, you know, put a tablecloth down or do whatever, and they come out later afternoon for the shelter. But if you want a 100% guarantee, just pay that small fee.
And also, as LeBron said, you know, it's first come, first serve at no charge. But to ensure, pay that deposit, and it will be available at that time. Also, if you've got a wedding, a baby shower, a family reunion, or whatever it may be, and you're looking a place to do it, the Education and Environment Building is available for rent, and the amphitheater right there makes a beautiful place for a wedding. So just talk with them at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. Coming up at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxboro on February 25th and 26th. That will be a Friday and Saturday at 7:30. And then on Sunday, the 27th at 3 o'clock, it's a play directed by Jonathan Perry. Does love or money make life worth living? If you're wanting more information and to go ahead and purchase tickets, stop by the Kirby Gallery. They're located in beautiful Uptown Roxboro, right there at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Log on to KirbyTheater.com or call 336-597-1709. And the thing just a minute, LeBron. Need a few more numbers to keep up with. That's but correct. Again, 336-597-1709 is the phone number to the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex. LeBron.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit of information about volleyball.
Yes, Rob. So the upcoming volleyball season is approaching us. However, we need to get people signed up as quick as possible. If you're interested in playing the adult men volleyball, please go ahead and register by next Monday, February the 28th. Excuse me. You have until February the 28th to register for the adult men's volleyball season, and adult co-rec volleyball registration also ends on the 28th. So if you're interested in playing both, you know, if you're just interested in playing just the men's league only, you must register by February 28th. If you're interested in playing the men's league and the co-rec league, co-rec, you know, males and females, you also must register by February the 28th also. This is adult volleyball, but however, we still have youth volleyball, and youth volleyball is ages 6 through 17. You must register with them by this Friday, the 25th. So, you know, if you're between the ages of 6 and 17, please register between now and this Friday, the 25th. And if you're adult men and adults, men and women, co-rec, please register by the 28th of February. You can go by the main office at Hook Sansbury, call up there, or go online for more information or to get registered for the upcoming season. Just like any other sport, Rob, we need as many people as we can to sign up so we can have enough, enough players for each team and be able to fund it. There's a lot that goes into it. We're separating the team, especially I know with baseball and volleyball may be a little bit different, but I know with the draft and other stuff that's going on with it, we need people to sign up quick as possible to make everything easier on everybody so we can get everybody separated and the ball rolling. For more information about upcoming volleyball registration, give us a call at 597-1755.
Again, 336-597-1755, or you can stop by the Hucks Sansbury Complex. That's where the main Parks and Rec office is located at. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, now you just recently had a bass fishing tournament a week ago this past Saturday. Your next bass tournament is coming up, what, on March 12th?
That is correct, Rob. That is our next bass tournament for the year. March the 12th. You know, March and April, Rob, is usually our best two turnouts or whatever because, you know, the fish are starting to spawn a little bit and the weather's starting to break. So if you're interested in fishing in our tournaments or anything like that, Rob, come on out to our tournament, the bass tournament, every second Saturday. And again, if you're not a fisherman or, you know, if that doesn't interest you, just bring the kids or you come out and watch the weigh-in. It doesn't last long, 3:20. The weigh-in's at 3 o'clock. At 3:20, 3:25, we're done. So come on out, watch the tournament. We had a nice crowd out there last a couple weeks ago on February 12th for the tournament. So come on out and enjoy the bass tournament on March the 12th. Also, Rob, March the 20th, it's the fourth Saturday. March,
maybe 26th.
March 26th, Rob, is our next is our first crappie tournament for the year. So crappie tournament is March the 26th. So we have that scheduled for March 26th and the third Saturday in April. So those are our fishing tournament dates. Come on out, tell a friend to come support us in the fishing tournament at Mayo.
Now, LeBron, there's some nice sized fish there at Mayo Lake, and the Person County Parks and Rec Department, they sponsor several fishing tournaments throughout the year. Now, it is other tournaments held there at Mayo Park that is sponsored by, you know, other people. And when I say Mayo Park, meaning Mayo Lake.
Right.
But if you want to go ahead and pre-register, you can stop in at 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park. That's the office. Go ahead and pre-register. And LeBron, launch time typically starts about light, but you launch in the order you register, correct?
That's correct, Rob. So what we usually do, you know, a lot of tournaments, Rob, they do launch at first light or when it's light enough. I personally don't do that because I like putting a time on it. Because, you know, you can have a lot of discrepancies. Oh, it's light enough now, and I don't think it's safe, or vice versa. I think it's safe, and it's not light enough.
Right.
So that being said, we always leave at 7.
Okay.
February, March, and April, we always leave at 7. May, we will leave at 6:30 because it's lighter then. But I personally like put a time on it. And like, as Rob said, we do launch. We do not do a shotgun start. A lot of guys will do a shotgun start. Basically, on your mark, you set go, and all the boats take off. And if you got 30-some boats and you send on your mark, you set go, that can be a cluster. So what we usually do is we let boat number one go. It's maybe like a 5-second, you know, interval, and boat number two go, 5-second interval, let the waves die down a little bit like that. But by 7:05, all the boats are out there, Rob. So that's how we do it at Mayo. And everybody does stuff different, but that's just how we do it at Mayo. It was a tournament held this past weekend. It was not sponsored by us. I think 18 pounds won that tournament. So the fish are biting, so you just got to know how to find them and keep up with them. A lot of guys, the guy that won, he did fish in our tournament the weekend before. And so he kind of had pre-fishing. He had done his homework. So if you can do your homework with fishing with Mayo, the results will come in, Rob.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go wrap it up for Playing in Person. LeBron, have a good day.
My pleasure. And the listeners do the same.
Roxborough Radio is rated number one with Person County listeners. WKRX, my hometown station.